WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
This is Anibon Basu with your Monday Morning Economic Report. The standard narrative is that despite some shortcomings like slow wage growth, the U.S. economy is presently strong. A recently supplied economic outlook from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, or CBO, forecasts that real gross domestic product will expand 3.1% this year. If that comes to pass, it will be the first year since 2005 that the U.S. economy will have expanded at a 3% pace or better. Last year, the U.S. economy expanded 2.2%. The CBO attributes this year's superior performance along the dimension of growth to lower income taxes, expanded government spending, and private investment. The federal government slashed corporate and personal income taxes beginning this January in a $1.5 trillion package. And then the U.S. Congress passed a $1.3 trillion spending bill in March. But according to the CBO, next year the U.S. economy will expand only 2.4%. What's more, between 2023 and 2028, the CBO forecasts the economy growing by approximately 1.7% each year. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Tuesday Morning Economic Report. There are cities across the nation that are in dire financial straits. A New York Times article recently spotlighted Lorain, Ohio, a city in such fiscal distress that it ceded a section of an administrative building to raccoons, indicating that calling an exterminator would simply be too expensive. A study by the Ohio Municipal League determined that more than 90% of cities and towns have delayed significant road repairs and that nearly three-quarters of the state's municipalities have replaced full-time employees with part-time workers. At the same time, growing numbers of state governments, including the state of Ohio, are flush with cash. The state of Ohio recently announced a budget surplus approaching $700 million. But none of that windfall is slated to go to Lorain or any other city or town. Instead, Ohio is putting it all away in a rainy day fund that presently totals nearly $2.7 billion. According to the National Association of State Budget Officers, 17 states registered surpluses last year. One of these states was West Virginia, which didn't have to resort to mid-year budget cuts for the first time in 6 years. California generated a surplus of $9 billion, sending about $6 billion to its rainy day fund. For WYPR, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Wednesday Morning Economic Report. Imagine spending virtually all of your time away from your spouse. I know, it sounds awful, but a growing number of soulmates are experiencing marital bliss from afar. As indicated by writer Sue Schellenbarger, the practice of married people living apart has risen 44% since the year 2000 to nearly 4 million. According to census data, the share of married couples who live apart is highest in people's 20s and 30s, when careers are frequently on the ascent. The share of couples who live apart declines as people approach retirement. The generally growing propensity of couples to live apart is in part a reflection of globalization. About 1 in 5 global employers has increased the number of employees taking on new overseas assignments in the last year alone. Another 30% of these global employers expect further increases in overseas assignments during the year ahead. While living apart can be a source of strain, it can also serve to boost one's career. That's because people can work long hours when they are freed from planned dinners or long walks on the beach. Research also indicates that technology renders long-distance relationships easier as couples see images of one another's hovering faces on nearby smartphones or tablets. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Thursday Morning Economic Report. You've probably heard that America recently established multi-year highs in consumer confidence, multi-year lows in unemployment rates, and all-time highs in financial markets. Most analysts would probably characterize the U.S. economy as strong, particularly in terms relative to the balance of the advanced world. And yet, despite a strong economy, approximately 40% of American families struggled to meet at least one of their basic needs last year, whether paying for food, healthcare, housing, or utilities. This according to a survey conducted by the Urban Institute of nearly 7,600 adults. Predictably, difficulties were most prevalent among adults with lower incomes and/or health issues. But as indicated by the Associated Press, the report also reveals that people from all walks of life are running into similar hardships. Given such low rates of unemployment, it may be surprising that so many Americans are suffering difficulties meeting essential needs. Last year, the average rate of unemployment was just 4.4%. But simply having a job fails to ensure that families will be able to meet their basic requirements. Among households with at least one working adult, more than 30% reported hardship. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Friday Morning Economic Report. Perhaps you've seen the movie Crazy Rich Asians. If you haven't, the title basically gives the premise away. The movie is about some very wealthy Asians, many of whom also happen to be crazy attractive. But while there are crazy rich Asians out there, there are also many people of Asian descent, including in America, who are far from rich. As indicated by the New York Times, Asian Americans are presently the most economically divided racial or ethnic group in the nation, recently displacing African Americans, according to a new Pew Research Center analysis of Census Bureau data. Income inequality among Asian Americans nearly doubled between 1970 and 2016. The main characters in the movie, Nick and Rachel, hail from New York. In real life, Asians in New York represent the poorest immigrant group. The number of Asians living in poverty there expanded by 44% over a recent 15-year period to nearly a quarter of a million people by 2016. These figures are sourced from the Asian American Federation. While rich Asians represent the highest earning group in America, income growth among poor Asians has largely stagnated. Mark, that trend mirrors those that characterize other groups. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.